Welcome to the second part of the story of the Laura Lynn Foundation, Ireland's children's hospice, its very first one, being told by the husband of Fran O'Brien. Please carry on.
I'm the husband of Fran O'Brien, the writer of seven novels that we have self-published here in Ireland.
And you raised 200,000.
We've raised 200,000.
Okay, we got the 200,000 figure, which is one mega box amount of money.
Yes, and it was started by a lady who lost her two children, tragically, in Crumlin Hospital in Dublin. That story is kind of well documented.
No, it isn't known to the people who are listening to this,
this lady lost her two children. Her two children were, one was going through a hole in the heart operation in Crumlin, the first in Children's Hospital, and the 14-year-old was diagnosed with leukemia that same day. And so Jane McKenna set up this, and her husband Brendan, set up the foundation to get a whole hospice for children running. It's up now and running. It was built 2 years ago, opened by the President of Ireland, President McAleese, and we have raised...
The last president. The current one is Michael D. Higgins, but there she is in a photograph, all wearing red, by the way. All four women are in red, and there's an army guy who probably her aide-de-camp or something like that. But keep going.
We have sold these books, we've self-published, so we can maximise all the money going to the charity. So every penny that's raised here, apart from other the cost factors of the printer, is ostensibly the only person who gets paid, and all the money goes to the charity.
Okay, now look, imagine there's somebody listening to this in near Boston in America, right? Mm. And his name is Chris Brogan, right?
Yeah.
You haven't a clue what I'm talking about, right? He's got Irish accent.
I understand.
He now is listening to this, and he said, bloody hell, I want to help these people, right?
Well, if there's anybody out there who can help this organisation by fundraising in any way, or if anybody who wants to be philanthropic, they could send their money to the Laura Lynn Children's Hospice in Ireland. It will be, you can find it, it has an internet site, and all of your money will go to good use, because what we're doing, all of our money is going to good use.
Hang on, let's suppose they want the liberated woman, and at the back of this it says, at last Kate has made it. She has ditched her obnoxious husband Dermot and is reunited with her lover Jack. I won't read on. How are they going to get hold of, I suppose, the way they want?
They would find us under fran@franobrien.net. Or they could find Fran.
No, one thing we'll do. FranO'Brien.net. And if you go there, will you be able to buy online?
You can buy online any of Fran's published novels.
And how much of the money will go to...
All of the money. They will cost you €10 plus post and packaging.
Thank you very much. Thank you ever so much.